This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation. Talk back on the evening edition. Only on BFM 89.9.
It's Talk Back with Caroline and Ezra. The number to call is 0377109000. Of course, you can WhatsApp us 0187898899. There's this thing called Twitter. You can tweet us at BFM Radio as well. We're asking the question, do you think your prospects are better outside of the Klang Valley? That's right. I'm going to repeat that question. Do you think your prospects are better outside of the Klang Valley? Now, this evening, we're going to explore the idea of living and working outside of KL. So the Klang Valley or Greater KL, you know, it's a bustling mixture of people and cultures, a place where about 7 million of us call home. A lot of us grew up in the city and we've become accustomed to seeing and going to chain restaurants, fast food outlets, hipster coffee shops, speakeasies.
We're still cosmopolitan like that.
Yes, we'd like to think so at least. And being accustomed to city living, for example, being stuck in traffic jams, is just part and parcel of what it means to work and live here. But for some of us, with the rising cost of living and the lack of opportunities, hasn't exactly made it easy for everyone, mainly the youth, to continue living in the city.
Yep. So in a report on a TN50 forum, this was published a couple of days ago, it was revealed that the youth are starting to flock to new villages outside of the cities. Mm-hmm. And it would appear that they're thriving, you know, not necessarily surprising, I guess, if you consider what it actually means to live and work here. So, for example, for a couple to live in KL, you would need, at the very least, somewhere around the ballpark of 4,700 ringgit to get by. And if you have kids, well, that's another 600 or so to fork out every month. I'm talking about the bare minimum here.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, I was just saying to Uma a couple of days ago, if with kids, and I think the number that they were saying was sort of anywhere between 50 ringgit or an additional 600 ringgit. So depending on how much you love the kids, that's the range.
Or how much you can afford, right? Yeah. Up to 50,000. So if you consider that, you know, and average wages these days and stagnation as well, not something to forget. There's really not much left for the ordinary Malaysian, at least. You know, you're looking at just getting by.
Yeah, so with that, moving out of the city seems to make sense. The cost of living is a very real day-to-day problem. As for whether or not young Malaysians will truly benefit from moving out of KL, we spoke with Azrul Muhammad Kaleb from IDEAS, that's the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs, a few days ago, and this is what he had to say.
Well, the cost of living really is a big issue, and certainly it is the dominant factor as to why people want to leave cities and go to the villages. Because at the end of the day, wages in Malaysia have actually been negative over the past few years rather than actually growing. Especially if you're starting out, you're getting your first job and so forth. A city really isn't the place for a person to be able to make an entry-level income and to be able to survive. I'm very encouraged by this movement of people from cities into these new villages, because it means that younger people are being pragmatic. They don't need to be in the city in order to be able to make a livelihood. When you are talking about knowledge-based economies, for example, you really are talking about geography being no real factor in a person being able to make a living. And in this particular case, they're moving to a place where it is less expensive to live on a daily basis. So I think when it comes down to it, the one that will have an impact really is the productivity of younger people in the knowledge-based economy.
That was Azrul Muhammad Kaleb from IDEAS sharing his thoughts on the exodus to the countryside. So he's pretty optimistic about it, thinking that, you know, moving out is a smart choice. And that's the question we're asking this evening. Do you think your prospects are better outside of the Klang Valley? Have you considered moving out of or away from KL or the Klang Valley? 0377109000 is the number to call.
Yeah, so the trend outlined in the report shows that people used to send their kids to their parents, right, in these new villages to mitigate the high cost of living in the city. But these days, that's shifting. So young Malaysians are actually moving into these new villages by choice. So industries like agriculture, tourism, and e-commerce are considered major sectors in these areas, with a lot of manpower being concentrated there. So what this means is that people in new villages can actually get into these sectors without having to move to the city.
Yeah, and the report also highlighted that there are a lot of young Malaysians engaged in e-commerce from their village homes and that they're doing pretty well. Sectors that aren't sexy enough for the city, like agriculture, are surprisingly doing well. There was a report about how a farmer made 700 ringgit from the sale of 3 durians.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. pretty lucrative. Yeah. And so this evening, we'd like to know what your thoughts are. What your thoughts are? Do you think your prospects are or would be better outside of KL? And tell us, what prospects are more attractive outside of KL or the Klang Valley? Where have you considered working? And if you have, have you considered whether it's too expensive to live and work in KL and to continue to do so? 03-77-109-000 is the number to call on TalkBack. I will be receiving your WhatsApp messages at 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Once again, the number is 03-77-109-000. Our lines are open. We've got some music for you right now by No Doubt, Sunday Morning on BFM 89.9.
Psst, you there? Open your mouth and talk! It's TalkBack time on BFM 89.9.
Let us talk back with Caroline and Ezra. The number to call is 03-77-109-000. The question we're asking, do you think your prospects are better outside of the Klang Valley? Our first call of the day, Christopher, has been patiently waiting on the line. Thank you, Christopher. Tell us, what do you think about this question about living and working outside of KL?
Actually, outside of KL, opportunity would be less than city.
Really?
What I mean by less than city is whatever you do, the value will be lower.
What exactly do you mean, whatever you do, the value will be low? I think maybe the idea is that there are more opportunities to, say, for example, open a business where competition isn't as stiff as it is here in the city, perhaps?
Yes, in KL, competition is there, but opportunity are there as well. It might, somebody might fail in certain things, it might be a winner to another person.
Well, Christopher, have you thought about moving outside of KL? I mean, just even considered it, maybe not necessarily now, but in the next 5 to 10 years, or is that just not on your radar at all?
Actually, I thought of moving back to my hometown because I miss my hometown a lot.
And where is that?
Sarawak.
Right.
So, but somehow, I compared the two places. Yeah, in Sarawak, maybe one-third of what I spent in KL in Sarawak already in Sarawak.
Mm-hmm.
But opportunity is less.
So what kind of opportunities would you be looking for specifically, Christopher?
Anything. In KL, you can do anything. Ranging from anything, even collecting, developing recycled material, you also can cherry makan.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Sarawak, you can't.
Right.
You don't have the volume. You don't have the dose density. I mean, depending. Even we talk about transport here, because of the traffic condition, because of so many things. So opportunity is there. People willing to pay you to run.
Mm.
Back home, I don't think so. Most of them will do it in-house.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of phrasing it, that you know, people are willing to pay for you to run and do things here in the city. And there's a hustle and bustle, and as you know, Christopher mentioned, a demand. And that's what, I guess, makes the city work
well,
in that regard.
I guess that's what makes a city a city. But, you know, I'm just wondering whether, you know, it requires more than that. In that I'm talking about a complete mindset shift. Because
a change in quality of life.
Yeah. I mean, that, I would imagine, comes with the territory. If you think, am I going to move away from the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
To some people, it's looked at as beneficial. No more traffic jams and a slower pace of life is generally welcome.
Yeah. Well, Christopher, thank you very much for calling in. If you want to chime in on this conversation about whether your prospects are better outside of the Klang Valley, we're asking if you've considered moving out or moving away. And what prospects are those? Call us at 03-77-109-000. Our next caller is Paramaraj. Hi, Paramaraj.
Yeah, hey, this report opens up a new insight, because if there is a willingness to move out of the urban areas, previously, whatever the government did, people just wanted to come to KL.
Yeah.
But today, if there is a willingness to move out of the urban areas, then there can be a lot of encouragement given to such people to move out of the urban areas. Today, there are so many IT people working from out of home. So they could work from their kampong, and still there is enough broadband and all the facilities to do it.
I've always thought that, you know, as long as broadband penetration is at a sort of an adequate level, then it really opens up all sorts of opportunities for people to live and work in these different spaces.
Yeah, and when it comes to agriculture, the scourge of agriculture previously was the middleman. But today, and I heard about $700 durians, today I could grow durians and sell it on Lazada in China, right?
You're an entrepreneurial man.
And I have 100 million people waiting to get my durians through Lazada.
We're in the wrong business here.
That's brilliant. So would you actually consider yourself moving away from the city?
I'm already approaching retirement, so yeah. I might retire out of the Klang Valley.
Right.
But if the choice then is with my children, then I might retire with my children out of the Klang Valley.
Mm, cool.
All right, Paramraj.
Talk of house workers, when the East Coast railing is up, someone could work in Kuala Terengganu and still get onto the train and come to KL when needed once every 2 months.
Some solid advice. Thank you very much, Paramraj. And hope that Durian Lazada idea takes off if you've got nothing else to do in retirement.
Yeah, but he's certainly optimistic, I think, about the opportunities that are available.
Absolutely. 03-77-109-1000. It's Top Back. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. WhatsApp at 018-789-8899. Once it comes through, Caroline will be reading them out. But first, we've got Chris on the line. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Ezra. Hello, Caroline.
Hi, Chris. What do you think?
I agree with Rajan. And I think as long as you have you can move someplace out of KL. Mm-hmm. Why do you want to stay in KL? I mean, you jam up for 2 hours, you're fighting over parking space. You go shopping, you're fighting over parking space. You have to pay for parking. I want to move to a place like Taiping or Penang, as long as you have good internet. Mm-hmm. I can just sell my phone from there.
But what's stopping you from doing that right now, Chris? What's stopping you?
You know what? I'm just waiting for my girlfriend to retire. I'm almost at I'm already retired, but she had another 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that is why we are really looking at Penang. I shouldn't be telling you this.
No, well, I mean,
it's the best place to live.
I'm wondering if she's listening in onto your plans, but I get your point.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many things you can do online now. You can start your own platform. You can get people to put things to sell. You can sell your own things online. You don't have to go to KL and sell things.
But Chris, do you think that you'll be missing...
Well, the lifestyle.
Oh, missing the lifestyle, but missing out on some of the key opportunities that usually concentrate in some of these major city centres. Or do you think that you can actually live without it?
My girlfriend works in an airline.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Penang, we drive up there for the weekend on Thursday, Friday, and then she fly in on Monday to work, and I drive back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the problem there? Everyone can fly now. I just fly in from Penang. What do I need to see in KL? What is there I want to see in KL? What, go to Publica? Go to the curb and get jammed up? Please tell me, what do we have in KL that I need to see so much?
Okay.
Maybe I want to move out of the country.
That's fantastic.
Well, sorry to say that. Maybe I should move to... No, get a place in Bali and start my work there.
Well, wherever you go, make sure you have the BFM 89.9 app on your phone so that you can continue listening to us. Thank you very much for calling in, Chris. And, Chris is clearly got it all mapped out.
Yeah, he does. And also, he poses an interesting question. What is there to stay for here in the Klang Valley? Perhaps you can answer that as well when you call in this evening. Also, what he said a little earlier about moving out of the country, that's part of our poll that we're running on our Twitter page today. Are job prospects more exciting outside of KL? You have choices of yes, no, and I'm leaving Malaysia.
Now, notwithstanding the variety of callers that we receive, I mean, the main topic of this was sparked by this report about how a lot of young people are starting to flock to new villages outside of the cities. We'd love to hear from young people as well who are in their first job or maybe in their first decade of work and they're feeling a little bit jaded and perhaps are looking towards opportunities of moving away from some of these big city centres. If that's you, call us at 03-77-10 9000. Our next caller is Vasu. Hi, Vasu.
Hey, hi. Good evening, Ezra.
Good evening. We're doing okay. We're trying to figure out why people are moving away from KL.
Well, they should. That definitely ease up the jam in KL for sure.
Would you move, Vasu?
Okay, this is what I have to say. I went to Dumun about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
First time being on the East Coast. After 50 years, first time heading on to Dumun. It's a 3.5 hours drive. Pleasant, no traffic jam, no congestion, lack of diversity though. And there was no clubs, no nightclubs, no party place. A little bit dull in that sense. But this overbuild in KL and in the Klang Valley is something that has been happening for the last 30, 40 years. The state government or the federal government has focused much too much of development in Kuala Lumpur. And in the Klang Valley, I wouldn't say Kuala Lumpur, in Klang Valley, when they should actually try to spread out further investments, new industrial zones, outside of the mainstream areas. You know, they could look at East Coast, they could go anywhere else.
Yeah.
But more and more people are streaming into KL, which to me, I just don't understand. It's such an overcrowded city.
Well, but according to the report, people, especially young Malaysians, are moving out.
Well, the only people that I saw in Dungun were several pachi and machi selling durians and agricultural products along the roadside heading up to even up to Kuala Terengganu.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, I didn't see much young people there except students in some university in UITM in Dungun. And really, not many young people live in these places.
So, Vasu, will you be moving on to Dungun anytime soon?
If you get me a job somewhere there, 3.5 hours back to KL on a Friday night, have a party on Saturday and head back to Dungun on Sunday, why not?
I like your style, buddy. I like your style. All right. Folks, this conversation just really started about, whether your prospects are better outside of the Klang Valley. I feel like we're in this Brangan zone of everybody sort of
giving out their job requirements. Partying on the weekend.
What they want, what exactly business. And clearly, technology and access to the internet, if that takes place, you can hear the excitement in people's voices, because I think there is that entrepreneurial spirit of selling and being involved in all types of different commerce the moment you have that sort of connectivity.
Yeah, for sure. So we have our poll running on our Twitter website asking whether or not job prospects are more exciting outside of KL. 34% have weighed in saying, I'm leaving Malaysia.
Oh, all right. Talkback continues after the 6:30 news with Azlin Balkis. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
03-7710-9000 to Talkback. BFM 89.9.
It's Tom back with Caroline and Ezra. The number to call is 03-7710-9000. We're asking the question, do you think your prospects are better outside of the Klang Valley? 018-789-8899 if you want to WhatsApp us. Tweet us at BFM Radio. And Caroline, I understand that we also have a poll happening on Twitter?
Yep, that's right. Asking the same question, whether or not job prospects are more exciting outside of KL. 27% of respondents have said yes, 37 saying no.
And just a recap on this particular topic, there was a report based on the TN50 forum published a couple of days ago revealing that the young folks, the youth, they're starting to flock to new villages outside of the cities, and it would appear that they're thriving. You have a lot of different considerations as to why people are moving, but partly because of the rising cost of living that we're seeing in some of these major city centers.
Yep.
You have industries like agriculture, tourism, and e-commerce. They're being considered major sectors in these new villages, with a lot of manpower being concentrated in these areas. So what it means is that, a lot of these new villages have a lot of space, a lot of opportunities for these new positions, perhaps.
So, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I think it just relates a little bit back to what we were talking about a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
In that, we were talking about millennials and the working in the working culture.
Yes.
And whether or not, employers are moving, I suppose, in line with what it is millennials want. And one of the ways to get what you want is to, I suppose, start your own business, right? You open a business and you shape it according to your values.
03-7710-9000. Of course, we're asking the question, do you think your prospects are better outside of the Klang Valley? Tell us whether you think it's too expensive to live and work in KL. And, actually, Caroline, I can ask you, would you consider moving outside of the Klang Valley?
Yeah.
That was a quick...
No.
That was a bit too quick.
No. I wasn't answering that.
Am I short of a co-presenter tomorrow?
Is that what's going on? It depends very much on where. So I've just come back from the East Coast, actually.
Yeah. Yes.
I did find very much that...
Five-star accommodation, I imagine.
Only the best. However, I did find that, you know, the town was bereft of things to do. I didn't really have that much. It depends on what it is you're looking for, right?
So, was there too much solitude?
I don't know whether there's such a thing as too
How's
much
the food?
Solitude. Food was excellent.
Yeah, that always helps.
But very few options. So I can see certainly opportunities for businesses, mm-hmm. You know, but whether or not there's demand for it, yeah, it depends.
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought about, you know, talking about some of these new cities, I've always found places like Jandabai, for example, you know, just slightly further away from the city. But when you actually drive it from sort of door to door, it's only, you know, not too much of a drive depending on where you want to get into the city.
Yeah.
And the key thing for me is, you know, give me 100 megabytes per second and, you know, I can start streaming and doing work from wherever I want,
yeah.
really.
Yeah, well, but I did not have that in the East Coast, I can tell you.
Yeah. Do you think that might have changed your perception or your perspective a little bit?
I have to say, I wasn't thinking of working there while I was there. But, you know, then again, I don't fall into this window of the youth that want to move out of the Klang Valley.
Are you sure? 03-77109000 is the number to call. We're asking you, have you considered moving out of or away from KL or the Klang Valley? If so, why? Tell us if you think it's too expensive. Obviously, it's a bit too expensive. I mean, we're moaning about it every day now and then. And if you have considered working, tell us where, tell us why. 03-77109000 is the number to call. Talkback continues right after this on BFM 89.9.
Time for the four T's. Tweet, text, talk. Talkback on BFM 89.9.
It's Caroline and Ezra for Talkback. 03-77109000 is the number to call. We're asking you whether you've considered moving away from the Klang Valley, whether there are better prospects for your career, for yourself, for your family. Tell us what you think about the idea of living and working outside of KL. A lot of young people, according to a recent report published a couple of days ago, they're starting to flock to new villages outside of the city. And, of course, the cost of living is a very real day-to-day problem. And as for whether or not young Malaysians will truly benefit from moving out of KL, we spoke with Azrul Muhammad Khalid from Ideas a few days ago about this issue, and this is what he had to say.
Well, the cost of living really is a big issue. And certainly it is the dominant factor as to why people want to leave cities and go to the villages. Because at the end of the day, wages in Malaysia have actually been negative over the past few years rather than actually growing. Especially if you're starting out, you're getting your first job and so forth. A city really isn't the place for a person to be able to make an entry-level income and to be able to survive. I'm very encouraged by this movement of people from cities into these new villages, because it means that younger people are being pragmatic. They don't need to be in the city in order to be able to make a livelihood. When you are talking about knowledge-based economies, for example, you really are talking about geography being no real factor in a person being able to make a living. And in this particular case, they're moving to a place where it is less expensive to live on a daily basis. So I think when it comes down to it, the one that will have an impact really is the productivity of younger people in the knowledge-based economy.
That was Azrul Muhammad Khalid from Ideas sharing his thoughts on the exodus to the countryside. He's pretty optimistic about it. And tell us what you think about it. 03-77-109000.
Yeah, a couple of messages come in. K.H. Lim saying, there are greater eye-openers in these different places to widen our individual creativity rather than the rat race here in Klang Valley. And this one from Alvin, who says, I think these millennials are spoilt for choice and they're being spoon-fed too much. I'm 26 and I just started working for about 6 months and I've been able to save around 1,200 from my 2,600 ringgit net income. Well done. Of course, I'm living with my family. I try to be frugal with myself as much as possible. But sometimes when your colleagues go for Starbucks or some expensive place for lunch, in brackets, no, it's a proper definition of expensive. But any meal that's above 15 ringgit per meal is expensive for me. And that's in Mid Valley. It's also the social stress because we're stressed by relationships with people and our bosses.
Wow.
I have a lot of expenses like daily food around 500. 100, petrol 200, phone bill 160, medical insurance 300, which makes up 1,160 per month. And sometimes I spend less on food if I'm eating alone, and I love eating alone. Ha ha ha. I'm just going to shorten this a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm getting a full picture here, Caroline. I'm quite enjoying this.
So Elvin says the prospect is not as good, essentially, as when you are in KL, or at least for auditors, because that's what Elvin does. Because Elvin says Chinese companies can be very frugal, and I'm Chinese, so I know. It's all about one person's lifestyle, and such as choosing to drink a 2 ringgit 50 tea ice or 16.65 for a Starbucks caramel macchiato.
Well, you know,
I'm just taking a break here.
Sure. Do you have more to share, Caroline?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that message, Alvin. But you know, it really painted quite the landscape in his world, right?
That's
about some
sure.
of the sacrifices that he has to make,
and yet he managed to do quite well with his savings.
Yeah. 0377109000 is the number to call. We're asking you whether you think your prospects are better outside of the Klang Valley. Helmi is on the line. Hi, Helmi.
Hi, Ezra. Okay, I am an engineer myself.
Yes.
A fresh grad, and I've been working for almost a year, and my job sometimes takes me outside of Klang Valley, and I personally believe the life outside of Klang Valley is much less hassle, and I prefer that way.
Mm.
Yeah, because I don't know, maybe because I myself, I went to UTP, and the life there is very, very easy. Maybe it's the kind of person that I am. I don't like all the hustle and bustle of the city, and all the jam and traffic, and just being crazy every day.
Now, as a, I guess as a fresh grad, and I guess in this line of engineering, are job opportunities available for this potential dream move?
Yeah, I think because at the end of the day, if I myself be required to go to the site and such, you know, we can't have that in Klang Valley itself. Sometimes it takes us to the offshore and such. So I don't know. For me, as an engineer, I don't need to work in KL.
Yeah. Tell me, how about your friends and contemporaries? Are they experiencing some of the struggling aspects of living in a city where cost of living is just going up and up and up, and people are sort of finding difficulty in managing their lifestyle?
I think it's a matter of managing your lifestyle. It's true. But at the end of the day, also the income and the level of income needs to be increased because the cost of living is getting higher. But the level of our income is still the same. So, you know, you can only manage, you can only do so much. At the end of the day, if it's not enough, it's still not enough.
Can I ask you, do you think there are opportunities or enough opportunities to be truly successful outside of the Klang Valley? I mean, we're talking about still in Malaysia here.
I personally believe so because I can only speak on behalf of my line of work.
Sure.
And I think there are a lot of opportunities outside of Klang Valley itself in engineering, so it shouldn't be an issue.
Okay.
All right, Helmi, thank you very much for calling in. You know, it's. I must say, when we started this conversation, I think I nearly expected a lot of folks to concede the fact that, you know, you can't really, as much as you would like to move away from the Klang Valley, you're kind of stuck by it by all sorts of different commitments and obligations, professional commitments, familial obligations.
Yeah.
But it does seem pretty encouraging that people are keeping an eye out on some of these opportunities that might bring them out to wherever, you know,
because
in some of these new villages.
You always assume that the migration is into the city. MZ has this to say about moving out of KL. What? And miss out on all the flash floods, traffic jams and choking air? Where's the fun without all of this? Another message that just came in very short saying bye bye Malaysia.
Oh, there you go. That I imagine that relates to the Twitter poll, you know, of the three options that we're having. On Twitter, we're asking, are job prospects more exciting outside of KL? We have yes, no, and I'm leaving Malaysia. Caroline, what's the breakdown on that?
Yep, at the moment, 25% have said yes, it's more exciting outside of KL. 37% still saying no. 38%, that's the highest breakdown so far. I'm leaving Malaysia.
0377109000 is the number to call for Top Back. Paul J is on the line. Hi, Paul.
Hi, guys. Good evening.
Good
what
evening.
A pertinent and practical topic.
Tell us what you think.
Several considerations. One is, okay, someone in my profession, for instance, needs to be on call and in the hospitals. Hospitals tend to congregate within the city.
Mm.
I don't like the city very much. I like the countryside. I like diving. I like to be in villages.
Right.
However, my services are needed in the city, and they are irregular calls and necessities. So
they're all your services. So you're a psychologist. Your services are also required in rural areas.
Yes. In fact, even when I go diving to the village in Tioman, People do come up and realize that I'm in town, so can you please help out?
Mm.
But there's a point of fact here. I don't know how relevant this data is today, but people within the cities generally have more problems than people in the countryside.
Right.
I would probably tend to agree with that notion, yeah.
And I assume you're not talking about just the traffic jams and the flash floods.
Well, there is some rationale that can be worked out to back that statement.
Mm-hmm.
However, hospitals tend to be, certain kinds of professions tend to be centered around cities and the necessity for that.
Yeah.
But I was also wondering about universities and the educational aspect of things, where universities are within the cities,
mm-hmm.
and students from the countryside, for instance, need to actually come in, and it takes time for them. We don't have enough transportation or efficient transportation to ferry you in from Rawang or Sungai Buloh regularly, so they tend to stay in the cities.
Yeah.
And then they face the pressures of translocation and adjustment issues. So from a mental health perspective, some people need to stay in the cities and they face that kind of problem. My vote would be, if we had a good transportation system, which I've experienced when I was studying overseas and working, I would love to stay in the suburbs and take the train in regularly. It's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
You have a better quality of life. And that is my basis of my comments. The quality of life is more determinable by yourself rather than the pressures of society's demands within the city setting.
Hmm.
And Paul, would you say that, I guess, you know, just on that aspect, you know, we've been talking about jobs and numbers and opportunities. Do you think that people are underestimating that element when it comes to the discussion of quality of life, of choosing a different lifestyle that might give you better health but better mental health as well?
Yes, definitely. You're spot on there. They are underestimating it, and I think a lot of it is due to not self-imposed ignorance, but the lack of knowledge proposed by people.
Hmm.
That there is quality of life, the definition of it, and the accessibility of determining and defining your own quality of life out there away from the city. It's how you determine it. We're living up to the Joneses, most of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We're comparing ourselves with all kinds of TV aspects and social media to say, this is where I want to be, not where I need to be. But once you get your necessities right, then you start designing and defining your quality of life.
That's a really good point, and I think that's a good point to sort of end it on.
Yeah.
That, you know, it gives us quite a bit to think about.
Absolutely. Paul, thank you very much for calling in, and, you know, notwithstanding his current line of work, it does sound like he's already on his way probably to Tioman as well for a little bit of diving headed towards the weekend. Thank you very much for calling in, and for all of your calls, texts, and tweets, that's all we have for Talk Back this evening. Here's Elvis Presley with A Little Less Conversation on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.